Hello, hello. You are listening to Natasha Devine, and this is Tash Talks, a place where I heart ramble on all things love, life, and relationships. It's raw, it's real, it's playful and sexy. Sometimes it's confronting and a little bit naughty. It's life. Welcome back, beautiful people, episode 4. What? So today, I'm going to be talking about coming out of the closet, spiritually, that is. Not sure if you can hear it, today's intro and my voice now is a little bit husky, a little bit not so. Now, let me explain. Earlier in the week, I did a coming out video. I did a live on Facebook and felt that it was about time that I was open and honest about how connected to the divine God, source, spirit, whatever it you relate to and resonate with. For me, it's the divine universe, spirit energy, but when I speak divine, that's what I'm speaking of. I've been denying it for a very long time, and my past relationship, I had to bury it a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper. Each relationship, bury it a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper. And, well, I didn't have to, but you know when you're around people that don't feel the same way, it can kind of have you silencing yourself a little bit. By the way, that's not a healthy relationship. Another topic for another day. Follow me on Natasha Devine on Facebook and all my business stuff, soul biz stuff, and you'll learn more about that kind of thing. So my spiritual voice, my spiritual connection was being pushed down further and further, and this was just stifling me. I was becoming more and more disconnected from myself, more disconnected from others, and this was all because of a disconnection to the divine. The divine's been sending me messages, making it really clear what I should and shouldn't do and what I'm meant to be here for, but I'd ignore it. I wouldn't listen. I'd feel it and then let my head and heart get in the way, as we all do. Now here I am, we're entering a new decade. And as I reflect upon this last one, there has just been so many lessons, so many incredibly beautiful and harsh lessons. And the biggest one I'm walking out of this decade with is that when you close off your throat, your voice, when you don't speak your truth, when you don't accept your truth, it can make you really sick. And not just physically sick, emotionally, mentally sick. And that's what had happened to me, and I've just had enough, you know, I've had enough, and it's like, it's time to just come out of the closet, announce myself proudly that I am connected to the divine. The divine speaks to me, and the more I allow it, the louder it speaks. And it was such an empowering moment. Like it was, I don't even know how to explain how good of a feeling it was. And whilst I did this live, I had some of my most favorite, exceptional goddess queens jump on. And I knew that by tapping into this source of self, that it was aligning me with others that were like-minded, and that allows me to express further my truth. And the more that I further allow my truth and express my truth, the further you can allow yours and express yours, because that's what I'm here for, to spread my human life experiments and encourage and teach and inspire you to come out and live your best self, best life. So I came out, it was amazing. I'd started this 7-day Facebook live challenge and then decided to start a movement of showing up live. I was in day 2, and that night I started to get really sick. Like my throat was hurting and my lower back really hurting. Like I'd pulled it or something. And Dan had been sick earlier in the week, so kind of just thought, oh, I've just gotten whatever he's got. However, I typically don't get what's going around. I used to get really sick, like 10 years and earlier. Anything that was going around, I would get it. But the last 10 years, no. And I thought, oh, it's okay. I'll wake up by morning and it'll feel better. No, woke up by morning and this was now yesterday, Friday, and it was just, no. It wasn't getting any better. It was just getting worse. And I was already delayed. You know, I want to make these episodes come out every week. I try to do it around a Wednesday and Thursday, Friday at the latest. And then here we were, the end of Friday, and I didn't do one of my trainings in my programs because I couldn't speak. It's about raising your vibe. So, you know, wanted to have my vibration up high to be able to deliver that. And I thought, okay, all right, I'll record tomorrow. Will I record tomorrow? Or will it not matter if I leave it a week? And then that's when I knew. I knew it was a test. I knew that when you step up, it's like when you step up and speak your truth, your voice clamps over. Like it's an actual thing. Like Carly Nimmo was telling me that she sees this happen with most podcasters. Once they release their podcast a few episodes in, they lose their voice, get really sick. All these, same thing with like launching a new program, just any type of stepping up and expressing yourself and showing yourself out into the world, comes this physical pushback. And it's almost like a test to say, okay, you're showing up, good on you. How much do you really want this? How much do you really want this? How much are you willing to push through to keep going? You say you're committed, huh? You're going to be consistent, huh? You're doing it for the love, huh? Well, let's test you. So this morning when I woke up, I knew what I had to do. I messaged Carly anyway, and she confirmed with me what I already knew, of course, that regardless, I needed to record my episode today, regardless of the fact that the house is really noisy, so you may hear some kids moving around, regardless of the fact that my voice sounds terrible. I jumped on and I did my training video, even though I looked like an absolute hot mess and did it from my bed, but none of it matters. None of it matters. All that matters is that I showed the fuck up. I'm here. I'm committed. And I'm not going to let anything stop me from connecting and sharing my soul's message and purpose. So, came out of the closet. Spiritually, that is. And then my body went to shit. And there's quite a few fellow spiritual leaders at the moment that are experiencing this very thing. I mentioned last week about the energetic tsunami in December. And, you know, this is just, these energetic upgrades are moving hard and fast right now. This elevation to raise our consciousness is just moving at such an incredibly fast pace. And there's going to be push and pull, and we're going to be tested. But we must continue to show up, share and shine, because our message is important. Sharing our light is important. Standing up in who you are is important. Guys, there's nothing more important than being who you are in this world. My gosh. We got to stop hiding. We got to stop being afraid of what people might say. I was so afraid to say that I see things and the divine speaks to me, and I'm still testing the waters with it. But we have to be brave, we have to speak up. Because that repressing is just holding us down, makes us sick. We have to own up to the truth of who we are, but first we have to do that to ourselves. You are perfectly imperfect, just the way you are. Own that, be it. My gorgeous son Jay just crept up the stairs and crept into his room ever so quietly. You wouldn't have heard him, but I thought I'd better share because it was so cute. When we can own our own truth, that's when we feel the confidence. That's when we feel the power to stand up and share and own our truth out into the world. But it starts within first. So, what are you hiding? Haha, just looked at my time clock and it was 11:11. Just as I said, what are you hiding? What are you hiding? What truth are you hiding from yourself? What truth are you needing to express? What's stuck in your throat? What's making you feel sick because you're not expressing it? I'd love to know. And I'd love you to start to explore what that is. What's that thing that you're hiding? What's the truth that needs to come out? And if you need any help at all, this is my jam. This is what I do. It's my soul biz. So hit me up, Natasha Devine. You can go to my website, my Facebook, all over the place. If you need guidance, I'm here. But I prompt you to just have a think about it. Write it down. Just write down. What I'm afraid of is, what am I hiding? And see what comes up. Because it's not until we face what it is that we're hiding that we can begin to expand and let go and live and be in our truth. Then that gives us the power to shine our light out into the world. And that's it. That is the quickest one yet. I'm wrapping this one up. I'm about to have no voice too. But I feel like I've come here and said what I needed to say today. I think this is a really powerful message, and I know that you right now listening, you've got something. You've got some beautiful truth inside of you that you are just dying to live and be, but you're scared. You're scared to share. You're scared to admit it. It's time, baby. Let's let this past decade be lessons. Take the lessons from it, but let's go into 2020 and rise and roar. And speaking of that, I'm about to launch my program, Rise and Roar, which will launch in January 2020. If you're interested, hit me up. This is going to be for all of you who have a message. You know you have that burning desire in your soul and you've been hiding it and you're ready to just let it out and let it roar and be the goddess and queen that you are. Hey, if you're a god and, or a king or a lion and you want that too, just hit me up, okay? Because this is going to be the place to be. This is going to be a big one. I'm really excited about that. Okay. I love you guys. Much love, light, and passionate soul fire to you all. The goddess of surrender, your very own unconventional therapist, Natasha Devine.